Let us consider our psalm from today for our reflection. Psalm 34, with the refrain, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor," might be familiar to you in its sung form. The Lord hears the cry of the poor, blessed be the Lord. This psalm setting by John Foley, S.J., is no doubt one you might have heard at Mass at Holy Trinity or on retreat. And while there probably are other settings, it's the one that jumped into my mind when I was reflecting on the readings for today. I have often reflected and preached on the role of music in my prayer life, with the hope of encouraging others in their prayer, for songs of hope and encouragement, as this psalm is, can be in our playlists while driving or traveling, at home, even on retreat. And so I pray at home, at work, on retreat, and while driving, while listening to and sometimes singing these songs. When we sing or play music with others, we harmonize with them. Anyone who's been in a chorus, an orchestra, or a band certainly knows this. And this takes work. While there are times for solos, those are usually rare. Usually we sing or play together, adjusting to meet the tempo of others who are also adjusting to us. It requires us to listen to others and to be willing to work together. When we listen to music, our body responds to the melodies. And I believe that studies show our heart rates change to synchronize with the tempo. Perhaps religious music is always a way of praying with others as we sing, play, and listen to the music and lyrics. We are lifting up our hearts together. Since I am tasked with the formation of clergy, I start their first formation retreat with music, to get them to slow down and settle into prayer. Something I learned from Bill Watson, S.J., when I worked on retreats at Wernersville decades ago. And at their final retreat before ordination, 5 or more years later, music is a key part of all of our prayer times, because I believe that when we sing or listen to prayerful music, that enhances our prayer by engaging more of our brains, and therefore, more of our minds. Likewise, our hearts. And so the truth of what the song or hymn is expressing becomes more real for us. Surely all who are in ministry should be in harmony with others, to be attuned to listening to and responding to those with whom they and to whom they minister. The Easter season could be considered a time when we listen to how the early church responded to the news of Jesus' resurrection and, inspired by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within them, how they began to form as church, how they learned to harmonize with each other. Surely music, especially the Psalms, was an integral part of their worship and praise, an integral part of their coming together to act in concert. Just like for our Jewish forebears, singing and playing the Psalms was part of our church early on, because that was the tradition from which we emerged. Jesus sang a version of this psalm in Hebrew at synagogue, and maybe while working with Joseph and Mary. Can you imagine what it was like for the Son of God to sing these words? How it focused his human nature on us. Imagine him singing these words with Mary and Joseph as a child, as a youth, as a young man. Imagine him singing with Peter, James, and John and the others while out in the boats or walking. Imagine him singing with Martha and Mary at their house with Lazarus. Imagine him singing with Mary Magdalene. We as church are meant to be in harmony with others, not just in song, but in actions and attitudes, in words and orientations. Every year, the readings of the Easter season try to help us get back in harmony with our early Christian forebears in their responding to the word of the resurrection, of preaching the good news of liberation, healing, recovery and restoration, of community, and of seeing and listening to others, no matter what their situation in life or where their whatever their place is in society. Let us take this Easter season as a time for us as parish to recommit ourselves, as society to reorient ourselves and our actions and our attitudes to those in need, whether spiritually or physically, those neglected and outcast, those imprisoned, whether in mind, body, or soul. Let us do this together in harmony as we hear. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. The Lord's praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed are those who take refuge in the Lord. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, the Lord rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, the Lord saves. Many are the troubles of the just, but out of them all, the Lord delivers them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Hallelujah.